off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
The automatic pilot on our plane took over, and that's what made us go on our side so we could avoid that plane's turbulence. Because if we hadn't done that, show him what he said we would have done.
If we hadn't done that, we would have gone, ooh. I'm sorry. Ooh. What does that mean? You mean we would have gone down? What pilot? What kind of bedside manner is? Ooh. No, not okay.
No one wants to see their pilot making that finger motion on the plane.
No.
Searching for sanity.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Dennis. We got RV Tom with us. And now, yes, we have the big kahuna from Sun and Fun, just a little over a week away in Lakeland, Florida. Spring break of aviation. Gene Conrad is the man behind the madness, and he's with us to give us the latest on the big event. Gene, welcome. How are you doing, buddy?
Thanks, guys. We are great. What's in 7 days? I don't even know what's going on.
Exactly.
Clue me in.
The fact that you even have time to join us is shocking.
No, I know it is. I always got time for you guys because I love talking to your audience and giving a quick update on what's going on and get ready for a great show as we celebrate the red, white, and blue at 52.
Yes, it's going to be very patriotic this year. Not that the last 51 years haven't been, but it's even there's going to be a little extra oomph in that regard. And I know, that'll probably shine through in the fireworks shows and the nighttime air shows, daytime, everywhere you go. Everybody, I mean, so nice. You're going to get that whole patriotic vibe thrown into the mix on something that's already just in a great piece, just an awesome piece of Americana if you can participate in the event. FlySNF.org is the website to go to if you don't already know. But Gene, give us the lowdown. What have you been getting ready for here as we get down to the final days?
Well, I'm going to tell you, so I didn't think we could outpace last year, but our ticket sales are up over 20% over this same day last year. Great. So I don't know how that's happening, but knock on wood, we'll ride the wave.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a banner year for us. I mean, even with everything that's happening in the world today, obviously the Thunderbirds are still on schedule to be here. The F-22 Raptor demo, F-18 demo, some statics have fallen out, but the military is still going to have a huge presence here. NASA is going to have a massive presence here this year. The NASA administrator, Mr. Jared Isaacman, will be here. The Super Guppy's coming.
Nice. So
we're stoked about that aircraft and the bulbous fuselage. I just like to say bulbous, but that's how they describe it. So I'll say
it. I may have to censor you though. I don't know.
But that is a real word. So yeah. It shouldn't be censored. But anyway, P-38 is going to be here, but he's going to present also at the hangar, on noon on, Wednesday, noon on Wednesday at the hangar behind on the south side of the exhibit building. So we're looking forward to that. The FAA administrator, I was just made aware of last week, is going to be here as well.
Great.
So we're looking forward to that. So everybody and their brother is coming this year. So if you are not, shame on you, but this is the year to be here. One of the big things I can always need to just reflect on and make sure people are paying attention to is obviously the NOTAM, the Notice to Airmen. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal. Make sure you study that thing. There's some changes this year with the Wednesday air show we can talk about a little bit later, but it's really shaping up to be a great year. Lots of great things, new energy in our home built area, our vintage area, our Bushwheel base camp with all the fat tire folks, Paradise City. There's just a lot of energy around the event this year. And
yeah, well, what's the new area there in the campground that
the swamp.
Let's talk about that, because we're going to be hanging out right by there in the campground with the Just Plane Radio crew. So that's kind of like taking Paradise City or something and putting it smack dab in the camping area,
You think about the event, we sit on 800 acres, right? And you've got the island on the far east end.
That's it, the island. You've got
Sunset Grill in the core area with all the exhibitors, and now you have the swamp on the west side in the campground. And so we'll have food and beverage out there. There'll be entertainment in the evenings. There are picnic tables. There's a shade tent that's already up. There's lighting in the trees and the big oak trees and all that. Just a place for everybody to hang out, build some camaraderie, enjoy your friends and family, and have a good time. So new venue over there in the campground. So hope everybody enjoys that this year.
Yeah, well, I know we will, because it's going to be real close to our campsite. So we'll have to go check out the swamps for sure. Let's talk about those the changes to the NOTAMs, especially on Wednesday, because you got the nighttime air show and fireworks on Wednesday and Saturday. Yep. But Wednesday's the first day, and it's a little different this year if you're flying in. Is that right?
Yeah, so Tuesday's the first day, but Wednesday's a big change. So typically on Wednesdays, we've done a daytime air show from 1 to 5, and then we open up, people depart, people arrive, and then we close again from 7, you know, starting at 7 for the night show and then through the night to alleviate the pressure this year. So if you think back to last year, if you attended, we have fog Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning to 10 a.m., 10:30. It really compresses the arrival and departure window for our fly-in guests. So we just made the conscious decision. We were actually talking about it last year, but weren't ready to pull it off, but we're doing it this year. So we will not start the daytime air show on Wednesday until 5, and it's called what's called composite air show. So you get the daytime, the twilight, and the night show all wrapped into one. Starts at 5, goes to 9:15. But what that means is you have all day Wednesday to fly in, meet with exhibitors, fly out if you want to. But once the airport closes at 5, you're stuck with us. So if you want to be here after 5, if you didn't get out, you're going to be camping with us, so enjoy that.
Or at least there till the wall of fire signals the time when you can head back to the to your car or whatever,
to your car or your airplane. But, you know, that's a big change, but it gives everybody more time to get in and out in the middle of the week, meet with our exhibitors, just more time, just less pressure on everything that's going on. But more time, again, the big thing is for people to get to be able to fly in and fly out. We're also doing a big warbird flyout on Wednesday. So we got 40 aircraft that are flying out to the shuttle landing facility. And they're going to land over there, get a tour, have lunch, and then come back, and then fly in the warbird portion of the show on Wednesday night after 5. So
okay, so there'll be plenty of stuff going on during the day up in the sky to kind of gawk at and stuff like that. Hey, what about the entertainment? You got even more musical entertainment and concerts and stuff. Is it like every night this year, or what are you doing?
There's pretty much something going on every night. So Tuesday night's our opening night concert with Thomas Mack, Cooper Allen. Actually, Angie Kay is going to open for those two gentlemen. But the big thing Tuesday night for our opening night concert at 6 p.m., between Angie Kay and Thomas Mack, we have 8 World War II veterans from Central Florida. The youngest gentleman is 99 years old. That's going to be here with us. We're super excited. The Thunderbirds are coming early this year. They won't fly so typically till, you know, their weekend stuff. But the team's going to be here on Tuesday, so they're going to be the backdrop. It's going to be awesome to have these individuals here so we can honor them, thank them for their service, because unfortunately, it'd probably be one of the last times we get to see them and pay our respects and honor to one of, you know, the greatest generation. So I'm looking forward to that. It's probably the most exciting thing for me this year. But then Wednesday, you know, there's the stage will still be up Wednesday, so there'll be performances during the day starting at 2 with Angie Kay and Ian Tongi. But then also at the island over there in our general aviation camping area and vintage camping and all of that, our home-built folks, the island, there's going to be entertainment over there every night as well. So lots to do from whenever you get up in the morning till you go to bed, there's going to be activity here for you this year.
Well, there you go. We're going to be there with bells on and, I don't know, bomber jackets? I don't know.
It may be a little warm for that.
Yeah, exactly. It will be. But it'll be nice spring break weather. And I look forward to hanging with our aviation friends at Sun and Fun Fly, snf.org. Gene, thanks for the update, dude. Look forward to seeing you in a little over a week. And I wish you the best, my friend.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. See you soon. Be safe.
We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. be a diver.